It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Google is powerful, not just in terms of the information it collects, but in terms of how popular it is. It's the search engine of choice for over 60% of Americans. That number's way higher overseas. Siva Vaidyanathan thinks that's dangerous. He's the author of The Googleization of Everything and Why We Should Worry.
The core of Google search has long been that a page will end up ranked above another page if it has more links from other web pages around the world. And that's a neat way to measure what Google calls relevance. But it also has certain biases embedded in that. Because think about the people who actually make web links. My mom makes no web links. I happen to run a couple blogs, so I make web links, right? So I'm a super citizen of the web, and she is a lesser citizen of the web. That indicates some level of bias in Google searches. And when you understand that, it's easy to correct for that bias and use Google in a smart way. But lately, in the past 2 years, Google has embarked on a campaign to customize and localize web search results as well, to reflect what Google knows about us. So Google understands that if I'm doing a search in Charlottesville, Virginia, for some product, the chances are that links to local vendors will satisfy me more, right? This is great for shopping. It's not so great for learning. If I want to learn about the world, then I have to be aware that Google is biasing the information to satisfy what I already think I want.
There's search results and there's advertisement. They show up in different parts of the page. If Google's just bringing information to you from what's out there in the world, then why shoot the messenger?
Well, I don't want to shoot the messenger, and I don't want anyone to boycott Google, and I don't want anybody to think that I'm actually launching any sort of attack on the company per se. What I want us to do is be more critical in how we approach the services of Google. I think we can learn a lot by messing around with Google, changing our privacy settings and seeing how the results change, using a browser that we've never used before and seeing how the results change, clicking to the second page, using a different search engine every once in a while and comparing the results. I would like us to be smarter. I would also like us to understand that Google doesn't just bring us information. The real trick is Google hides everything else. It's actually a hiding engine. And that's why it works for us, because there's so much noise. And Google filters through the noise and brings us harmony. Now, that's a brilliant service, and I'm totally in awe of what they've done. But I think when it comes down to the fact that we as citizens in a democratic republic might want an information ecosystem that's as diverse as possible and allows us to occasionally stumble upon the unexpected, Google may not be the first choice. In fact, let's just say it should not be the last place that you search for information.
Siva Vaidyanathan is author of The Googleization of Everything. Baseball's opening day is Thursday. We talked to Fernando Perez last week when he was in camp with the Chicago Cubs. He's been enjoying an iPhone app called Bloom. It was designed by musician Brian Eno and lets you make and visualize music.
I use Bloom sometimes in the afternoon when I'm in need of some calm.
So I've always imagined ballplayers kind of unwinding after a long day with a cigarette or a can of beer or something. So for you, Brian Eno app, Bloom.
Brian Eno app. I've used it two nights ago. It resulted in a strikeout looking in the 10th inning. I did not use it last night. need a big game here. I'm having a rough spring.
Okay. Fernando Perez of the Cubs, thanks so much and good luck.
Thanks so much.
Fernando starts this season with the Cubs' AAA farm team. He and his iPhone hope to be back in Chicago soon. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.